Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to our program, Neighbors, here in Western Mass, where we're all about things past, present, and future, happening in the wonderful world of Western Mass. A quick note before we get into anything else, the post offices will be closed on Monday the 16th coming up in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Street delivery on Monday will be limited to guaranteed overnight packages, and there will be no collection of mail due to the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This according to a news release from the United States Postal Service. Full retail and delivery operations will resume again Tuesday, the 17th of January. If you have been wondering, as so many have, as to who is moving into the vacated Cafe Manhattan space on Bridge Street in town, well, the big splash was yesterday for Springfield's newest Italian restaurant, Osteria. Described as a tavern offering Italian specialties, tapas style, and more. The food? Osteria's grilled focaccia with roasted tomato confit, small entree, and ossobuco alla milanese, a special entree with celeriac and parsnip puree, just a couple of dishes the head chef can't wait to prepare for diners. I'll stop here. I'm full. However, I'm saving some room for Girl Scout cookies. It's good dessert anytime, right? Well, Girl Scout cookie season is underway. And if you know a Girl Scout, ask her how she's selling the cookies. You'll find out. You can also text cookies 59618. You can purchase them online beginning February 27 to be shipped to your home. To find a cookie booth near you, you can go online to girlscouts.org. Enter your zip code in the cookie finder for a list of dates and locations. The new 2023 Girl Scout cookie is an online exclusive flavor, Raspberry Rally. The cookie is compared to thin mints. It has a crispy, thin texture that is infused with raspberry flavor and is dipped in chocolate coating. A local Girl Scout can place your order now or wait until February 27 to purchase online. Here's some of the cookies you can grab onto. Raspberry Rally, as aforementioned. Adventure Foles. Caramel Chocolate Chip, gluten-free. Caramel Delights Samoas. Do-si-dos, I love those. Those are the peanut butter sandwich cookies. Girl Scout S'mores. Lemonades, vegans like those. Lemon Ups. Peanut Butter Patties, that's a tag-along vegan version. Thin Mints, there's a vegan version. Toast Yay, there's a vegan version. And Toffee-tastic, gluten-free, and trefoils. So help out the Girl Scouts and get some delicious cookies while you're in the package. That's a, you know, win-win. Please take note of this. Big Y Pharmacy and Wellness Centers are still administering flu shots in order to encourage the public to get out and get vaccinated. Each Big Y Pharmacy location still offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Now, while some locations offer seasonal and high-dose flu as well as COVID-19 vaccines, in-store pharmacies offer additional vaccines such as pneumococcal, that's, of course, pneumonia, Shingrix, shingles, Tdap, that's tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, hepatitis A and B, meningococcal, that's meningitis, MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, Gardasil HP. They're very excited in Greenfield. They've made an investment to improve the downtown of the city with a public restroom. The long-awaited standalone restroom, known as a Portland Loo, has been ordered and is expected to arrive in June, according to Portland-based manufacturer Madden Fabrication. Now, it's specifically designed to prevent problems that are commonly experienced in public toilets. I don't know what that means, but I'll use my imagination. The facility inhibits drug use by featuring blue lighting, which makes it difficult for intravenous drug users to find a vein for injection. I never knew that. Other benefits are that it can be plumbed and is roomy enough for a changing station. Portland Loo. Sounds like an organized crime figure in Maine. A handful of Connecticut businesses will begin selling adult-use recreational marijuana dispensaries across Connecticut, and they'll start selling adult-use marijuana beginning at 10 a.m. It'll begin at 9 locations, all of which will be considered hybrid retailers. And they began by selling medical marijuana and now have an approved license to sell adult-use cannabis. Meanwhile, in Northampton, they're grappling with what happens when the cannabis dispensaries wildly proliferate. Local leaders met on Monday night to discuss whether or not to put a cap on the number of marijuana dispensaries in the city. The discussion took place after the first dispensary in the state closed last month in Northampton, and a separate dispensary proposal was denied by the mayor. No official word has been released on when the full city council will take up this motion. There's been some hubbub in the community that they're not interested in Northampton being known as the marijuana city, you know. That what they didn't think that this would happen, this is what happens when you let the cat out of the bag. Or in this case, the weed out of the bong. The Pittsfield Recreation Program, teaming up with the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires to offer free public skating opportunities. And the events will be held on January 14, 21, and February 18 from 3 to 4:30 p.m. The first 100 people through the door will receive free admission for skating and skate rentals if needed, limited size availability. And the events will be held at 16 Melville Street. If you'd like more info, contact Becky Manship, Recreational and Special Events Coordinator. And Becky's number in 413 area is 499-9371. 499-9371, or you can email parks@cityofpittsfield.org. Are you ready for this one? Cooking with a gas stove could soon be a thing of the past. Bloomberg News reporting, a federal agency is considering a ban on gas stoves due to concerns about indoor pollution being linked to childhood asthma. In a December 2022 study, a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner told Bloomberg that using gas stoves has a quote-unquote hidden hazard. Researchers say the chemicals emitted from the appliances while in use are a significant trigger, saying that nitrogen dioxide, in particular, is known to cause respiratory distress and asthma attacks. And nationally, researchers say gas stoves are a contributor to asthma at a rate of some 13%. About 35% of households in the U.S. use a gas stove, which is causing some controversy. Well, we're going to hold here for today and hope that you'll join us for our next program right here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I want to thank you for listening in and starting out the new year with me. I'm Brad Shepherd. And we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.